God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Some people are just looking for problems. Do you know anyone like that? The fact of the matter is, you don't need to go looking for problems because problems will come looking for you. And sometimes we're so intent on waiting for our ship to come in that we don't see it when it does, because it doesn't come in as a cruise liner. It comes in as a dirty old barge full of boxes of problems. You know, the difference between a royal pain and a golden opportunity is often how you see it. In 1 Corinthians 16, Paul is talking about his itinerary, where he was going to go and what he was going to do. And he assesses everything in verse 9 when he says, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." He says, a great and effective door is open. That is opportunity. "And there are many adversaries." That's opposition. Now, he doesn't even break stride. You would think that this would deserve two verses. Verse 1 would say, hey, open doors of opportunity. Can't wait to go through that door. Verse 2, well, with every opportunity, there may be a problem. No, he just, without breaking stride, he says, look, there's a great door, a great and effective door open to me, and there are many adversaries. You know, sometimes problems are opportunities that find you. You know, problems and opportunities don't cancel out one another. They come together. Opportunities cancel out one another. If I have a given situation, I can only take one of a number of opportunities. I can't do everything. I must choose, which is good, because when I have a problem, that doesn't exclude an opportunity. Sometimes an opportunity is a problem that comes to me, and almost always opportunities come with problems at the very least. Someone is given 1,000 acres, and they say, wow, I've got 1,000 acres. How can I serve God with this? I think I will start a camp. Now, you know what? I admire that. I thank God for a person that thinks about what they've been given in light of what they can do, of how they can serve the Lord. But don't be discouraged if God doesn't give you 1,000 acres. Don't be discouraged if God doesn't give you $1 million. That doesn't mean you don't have opportunity. The fact of the matter is, the ranch is here not because Bill and Kathy Rice were given 1,000 acres. They were given a daughter who was given spinal meningitis. They were given a daughter who became deaf. They were given problems in their home, and their daughter was given problems that seemed insurmountable. Well, looking back now, looking back with hindsight, looking back a little more the way God probably saw it from the very beginning, we can see now that the greatest tragedies of their lives were also God's greatest opportunity and God's calling for them. That's why the Bill Rice Ranch is here today. Now, use what you have for God, but don't be discouraged if what you find today is not a golden opportunity, but a royal pain. Because the fact of the matter is, when we see problems, God sees potential.